Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
We are live with the happiest podcast on earth. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Hunter Hazen. I will be starting us off here with our great cast of four this week. It is October, so you can probably guess. You probably read the title, the description. You know what's coming already, but it's Halloween season. We're excited to get into it. Dr. Foster started Doctober. Disclaimer, not a doctor. But that was a good start to the month, but now it's time to get spooky. And getting spooky with us on this episode, we have Nick Foster.
Hola.
Mel Riley.
Hey, everybody.
And AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello.
So we're here. It's time to get spooky, y'all. Is that a thing?
Time to get spooky. I mean, technically, for all of us living in Florida, we've been getting spooky since like July, but it's nice of y'all to catch up.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I wait for the weather to actually get cold outside.
That's the thing about Florida is that the weather never changes here, so we just kind of have to start in August.
Correct. Although that's today, so it was a very crisp 80 degrees.
It felt nice.
A little chilly.
Yeah, this week has actually brought in some cooler temps to Florida. Yeah. So.
It like hit 75 the other day.
Oh my God. It's literally, it was like 62 as a high today.
I'm jealous.
And we get down like low 50s every night, y'all. I can't even.
We are entering like perfect park weather though. Like this weather is like, yeah. Monday I think the high is like 72. That is the perfect day to be at a theme park.
I feel like a not so scary or a Christmas party is only enhanced by it being midnight and 50 degrees in Florida. I feel like that just adds to the experience.
I don't usually attribute not so scary to cooler evenings ever. I typically associate not so scary with like, and AJ can probably relate to this, like torrential downpour during the Halloween party. Like there's always, it is always storming. I feel like usually the first night of the party, it gets rained out. Like the parade doesn't happen.
Every year.
Yeah. This year it didn't happen. So that was a nice change.
Horror Nights got it this year.
Ooh.
Well, that's okay with me.
I feel like that would enhance Horror Nights. Like that's more of the vibe they're going for anyway. But yeah, regardless. Yeah. So this week we're talking, obviously, like you may have seen, Mickey's Not So Scary, but with a twist, not necessarily a recap of what the offerings are this year. I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit of that, but also going into what we might change to make it our ideal Mickey's Not So Scary, what we might add, whether it's snacks, entertainment, attractions, you name it. We'll kind of go through and discuss what we think could make the perfect Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. So with that being said, AJ and Nick have visited the Halloween party this year. I have last been in 2015. Mel's been last year. So
I did get to go last year.
I'm the most inexperienced of the group. The last one I went to was an after hours event, which I will be pulling some elements of that and throwing them in this chat as we go along. But AJ, would you like to take the reins and take us through our new and improved Not So Scary?
Let's go for it. So real quick recap on what we got currently for Not So Scary. Your big hitters in entertainment. We got the Hocus Pocus Villain Spooktacular. We have Boo to You, which if any of you touch, you better be ready to fight. We have the firework spectacular that's happening as well. Pretty limited visuals up on the castle. It's not as intricate as like Happily Ever After or anything like that. For rides, currently Space Mountain is in complete darkness, pitch black. Pirates is no longer involved with the rides, so I will be taking that later on. And then you have the teacups have a spooky overlay as well. There's tons of food and beverage options located all throughout the park, but as we know, nothing boozy because our Magic Kingdom is a dry park. This event goes, you can get into the park starting at 4 p.m. The park itself closes at 6, and then the actual event starts at 7, and it ends at midnight. Multiple showings for this entertainment all throughout the night. It's a good time. There's tons of treat trails, but you know, I think it could be new, improved. I think there's so much more value that could be added to this, and I really think I want to start with rides today because that's my biggest pain point with this event. The rides are just not up to par, and half of me does believe that because they used to have the Pirates of the Caribbean ride where they had live live pirates, live actors all throughout the queue, even in the ride. And they took that away from us. And now you only have the overlay for, well, kind of the overlay for Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor. They basically just sit there and do jokes as you go through and get your candy. Space Mountain and teacups. But I want to hear your guys' opinions on the rides, because I know I'm a big ride girly when it comes to theme parks, and we are seriously lacking at the Halloween party.
Well, right off the bat, California just gets it better, because Haunted Mansion gets an entire overlay, like an intricate overlay. Correct. And nothing in Disney World compares. Like, they don't have anything that's that spectacular, not even close. And I would actually go on Haunted Mansion if there was like the overlay Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't get why they haven't moved it to Florida. Does anyone know why they haven't just moved this to Florida yet? Like, so, I'm really confused about it.
Yes and no. The unofficial reasoning is that Disney World is such a once in a lifetime opportunity for people to go from all over the world. And it is so much harder to make these overlays at Disney World. Due to that fact, Disneyland is much more annual pass based, a lot more local. You know, people go there all the time, whereas Disney World, not so much. So that's why when you do have overlays for rides such as Space Mountain, it's very minimal and keeps true to like the point of the actual ride. So Disney World, they pretty much, and you can see that with any of the parks within Disney World, they keep it as cut and dry as possible to the original. Nightmare Before Christmas, Haunted Mansion, I get it, I see it, not the same whatsoever, but I do agree they should bring it out, mostly because I'm jealous that we don't get it as well, and I'm not even a Nightmare Before Christmas fan.
Yeah, no, it's, I'm not either, like, not particularly at all, but I just think that would be so cool. And it's like, okay, fine, if we want to go with this whole idea that like we can't bother the integrity of the ride, then why not do like live actors in the Haunted Mansion? Why not make Constance a real person? Why not make people jump out? Which they did in the past. Like, I know they had like a knight that was in the ride before, and apparently that didn't go very well. There was like a whole history.
Do they still have the lady like sitting out front on the lawn?
They have the specters that talk outside, but I want people inside.
Right, like I want like a chorus, like the Dapper Dans inside of the graveyard scene. I think that'd be so cool. Not the Dapper Dans. What are they called during Halloween?
Cadaver Dans.
Cadaver Dans. Thank you. Dance?
Oh my gosh, I love it. No, but like, I just think like that wouldn't really bother the integrity. Or if they really wanted to, if they wanted to change it up slightly, do like a bit of the new movie or the 2000, what was it, 2 movie with Eddie Murphy? Because, you know, the Eddie Murphy one was the New York-based estate, so they could put some of those characters walking through if they really wanted to do something different. I don't know. I think Disney's kind of making excuses. They could do a little more with Haunted Mansion, in my opinion.
I can piggyback off that, because a lot of my, or actually both of my ideas involve, like, live actors or live entertainment. I think that's, like, one of the only things that you can do, because you can't mess with the integrity of the ride. And it's such a quick turnover. You've got an hour from when the park closes until the party starts. So I will say Space Mountain's overlay is one of my favorite during the Halloween party. It is
same,
totally, completely like blacked out. You cannot see anything. It's a blast. If you've never been able to experience it, like, honestly, part of me think that's part of like that's worth the cost of the admission. Not so scary. It is so
wild
much fun.
Claims made by Nick.
Yeah, well, Space Mountain's also one of my favorite attractions, so I'm kind of biased. Yeah. But I would absolutely bring back the pirates to Pirates of the Caribbean. I missed them a lot this year. I also miss them being in the queue. They used to have like actor or live entertainment in some of the cells, right? Yeah, is Red, is that the lady's name?
Yes
Red. Yeah,
she used to be in the queue as well, so I miss that. First of all, I am not Mickey's Not So Scary is like the level of spookiness that I go for. So I'm not an HHN guy. I'm it's just not my vibe. So a lot of this is PG entertainment, but it is increasing the spookiness of Not So Scary as well. So you'd have to put out some disclaimers on some of these attractions before kids like hopped onto them. So for Big Thunder Mountain, I think it'd be fun to have like zombie looking scare actors around the track, just like not necessarily like
in the mines.
Not necessarily messing with people. It's not like, and what's nice is that I would feel very safe because I'm in a coaster. So I'm just like
breezing past.
Yeah. But I would definitely like, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be interesting. It'd be kind of spooky. You like turn a corner and there's like a old Western like looking zombie popping out of nowhere. I think that'd be fun.
With like blood running down his face.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, no, maybe. That's Horror Nights level. No. We're not quite there. He's a happy zombie.
PG zombies for sure.
PG zombie. Yeah. We're not trying to like terrify people, but like that reminds me of Phantom Manor in Euro Disney. Cause they have a whole section that goes like into a Western town and it's like all these dead people. That's very cool. That's kind of a cool nod towards that as well. I love that.
It's an idea. My second
while you're on zombies, what is the Disney Channel zombies? What is
they
that?
Zombies versus aliens.
Well, no, there was one before that, right?
Zombies. Zombies. Like the high school.
I think it's just zombies. Yeah.
Zombies.
It's basically very Romeo Juliet-esque zombies versus there's like zombies versus aliens versus werewolves versus whatever. Yeah. They actually have a dance party in Tomorrowland.
They do.
All right. Yeah. So they're already represented. Never mind.
Yeah. They're already in there.
But
yeah.
That's the level of zombie spookiness that I would add to the
happy zombie.
Yeah, sure.
Cheerleader zombies.
Not so scary zombies. The second attraction, and I'm interested in AJ's reaction to this one. The second attraction that I would add some live entertainment to is Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. And I would add alien live entertainment, who actually, they'd have to really work on this technology, but they'd actually have targets on them. So that if you like, I don't know, maybe we're getting a little too intense.
Shoot him right in the eyeball.
No, but I think it'd be actually kind of fun to be able to like, you have like moving targets, but these are actually like live moving targets. And it could be a little spooky. Like they pop out of, you know, around the corner and you're just like, bah, got him. So I think that'd be fun.
Got him. I love that. Got him.
Instant Galactic Hero.
On that note, well, I guess not necessarily on Buzz Lightyear note, but I was thinking the biggest draw to like one of these special parties, like you said, in Disneyland, they have the overlay. You can ride an attraction and it's completely different. And that's your opportunity to ride that attraction. Obviously, on the overlay, like with Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, that's open during regular hours. So it's not as special, which this would probably actually, if I did it on a different attraction, it would only be during party hours. But my thought is to reverse an attraction. At first, ooh, I was like, okay, they load the train into Big Thunder Mountain backwards. So like Thunder Mountain's running backwards all night. That could be
fun.
That would be pretty hard to like swap the train for like regular guests and then party guests. But I felt an easy one that would probably work is do like Astro Orbiter and then just have Astro Orbiter running backwards during party hours, which takes a mediocre attraction into something that's like
mediocre
subpar. But it takes that and then it just makes it a whole new thing where people are like, oh, we got it. Like you're going to a Halloween party. Oh, we got to do Astro Orbiter because it's going backwards. It's the only chance we got.
That so, coupled with all the treat trails, I see a lot of code V's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Could be bad. Could be bad. If we need to switch it to like magic carpets going backwards, we can do that. That would be, that might be better.
I don't know if magic carpets would be much better, but like, oh man, yeah.
But the big picture thought is Big Thunder Mountain reverse the train cars. They're running backwards all night. Little picture, maybe more realistic. I don't even know how the attraction or the ride system works for Astro Orbiter, so it might not be possible. But
blue sky thing in here. If you could just flip a switch and it would do it, boom.
Reverse that. But and also in Tomorrowland,
I think it might be easier with like Snow White's track, might be easier to do that. It's a much newer coaster.
It'd be fun.
Maybe. And they're all barrel shaped, so they're kind of like the same thing forwards or backwards, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure there's major logistical issues behind this that someone's probably screaming at us for. But we can dream. Okay. We can dream. Another one in Tomorrowland. I know Autopia, like, okay, Disneyland Autopia or whatever it's technically called over there is really fun and it's really diverse and it's a long attraction. This one's obviously short, but imagine you know, like a not necessarily backlot tour style, but driving up on certain scenes where you're like, all right, real actors kind of acting on a scene. It could be spooky, it could be scary. We could gauge it, you know, maybe not quite Halloween Horror Nights. Maybe it's, you know, Goofy popping out of a door to say surprise or something and not someone like severing a head. We can talk about that. But
they should do like adults only nights, like Saturday nights, adults only.
Yeah.
Mickey, Disney After Dark.
That's the other big picture idea, is just take it and make two parties of the month, just adults only. And it's like no rules or anything like that. But that would be a completely different thing. But yeah, no, I think Autopia having like scenes maybe of like driving up, kind of exploring, people interacting with you in the car. You can go, you can slow down kind of at your own pace. I feel like that would be an added level. Again, my focus would be obviously Space Mountain's great. Seven Doors is great, but taking like maybe a mediocre attraction, adding a little extra to it to kind of make it something special for the party is kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I love that.
That's cool.
But is Space Mountain, Monsters, Inc., and Teacups the only overlays? Like, that's literally actually the only ones?
It's literally it.
I was, before I knew Monsters, Inc.
Monsters counts because it's technically a treat trail.
Yeah, they don't actually, like you're not queuing for that attraction and sitting. You're welcome to sit as you walk through, but...
I'd definitely change that up. I'd make it an actual attraction, and it'd be the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, but it'd be a slightly different show sequence that, like, slowly breaks into chaos. Think like Stitch's Great Escape or something like that. Just the Monsters Inc.
goes wrong.
Yeah, maybe like the laugh energy stops working and they're like, oh, we got to resort to scare. Maybe like Randall takes over.
That'd
something
be
crazy.
So funny.
But like
resort back to screams.
Yeah. So it's like laughter, and then you have Randall kind of sabotaging. He takes it back to screams. Room goes dark. He pops up. Maybe live actor Randall. Like, we get a nice Imagineering works on a nice little costume with all those arms and legs. He crawls around all over the place,
slithering through
again,
the
blue sky.
That'd be so that's like a really good concept, though, because it already kind of works within the theme of the actual like movie.
Yeah, he wants to scare, they want to laugh.
I love that. So
funny.
That's really cute.
Yeah,
I think other than that, for rides, it is kind of hard because, like, as we've mentioned, Magic Kingdom is such a family-friendly park, so to think of things to make it spooky, I mean, other than what you do with teacups, which is just adding cool lighting, there's not a ton to do around the parks, to be frankly honest.
If they turned Magic Kingdom into Hollywood Horror Nights, I mean, or whatever it's called, it would not be acceptable, I feel like. They're like, no, Magic Kingdom cannot have this image. I feel like they're right. Very, very, like, guarded against, like, we ain't doing that, so...
Correct. I feel like this is probably a conversation for another day, but I feel like with Hollywood Studios, they're doing more of like an adult themed Christmas event this year with Jollywood Nights. I think Hollywood Studios has a lot of potential to really get like even more spooky. We can totally talk about that on another day because it's a totally different party idea. But
that'd
I'm talking
be a great
like
after hours event.
I'm talking like Sid's backyard and Andy's backyard. I'm talking like zombies on Tower of Terror. I'm talking like
Wampas in Galaxy's
Sith,
Edge.
The Sith takeover Galaxy's Edge. Like, a lot of potential there for sure.
Correct.
I like that. That could be the adult party over there.
Yeah, it seems like maybe they're trending in that direction. So who knows? Maybe next year we'll get something like that.
We'll see.
So
we'll see.
As we're talking, does anyone have an extra thought about rides? Because I'm hearing a lot of us talk about entertainment. I kind of want to switch over to that for a minute.
Good segue, AJ.
I like that. It's so funny because, like, even as we're talking about these rides, we're like, live actors, costumes, blah, blah, blah. Like, entertainment is the core of all of these after-hours events of, you know, Not So Scary, Jollywood's coming up. Like, that is the thing that people look forward to the most, the parades, the characters that you get to meet. And, like, especially this year, I don't know if y'all have been seeing Jack and Sally. You can meet them at Tony's Town Square Theater. People have been queuing for 6 hours, 4 hours. I saw this one girl on TikTok that's like, I can tell you how to only queue for them for 15 minutes. You're going to get in line right at 4 o'clock. You're going to wait the 3 hours. And then by the time the park opens, you'll only wait 15 minutes. I'm like, that's not only waiting for 15 minutes.
That's not how that works. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, entertainment, characters, is such a vital part of this. And again, I think this is something that we are severely lacking on, because there's really not that many choices, especially when you think of Disneyland. Disneyland has it down packed. You basically just walk through to meet these characters. They're not like true meet and greets. It's more like a roadside show. You're just driving by and Cruella's yelling at you. You have your 5 seconds and you're gone.
Like the Ernesto de la Cruz and the sit, like those are amazing.
Which Correct. Those are, for those who don't know, we're referring to Oogie Boogie Bash over at yes. DCA in California.
Entertainment better. Entertainment in California overall is better. But
period.
It might be a staffing thing, obviously. Like if Disney had unlimited people, they
unlimited
have
actors trying to break it in LA.
Yeah, they have a vault of costumes that are available. They just need people to put, well, they're not costumes, they're real people.
I will say that.
I hope everyone turned this off if their kids were listening.
I will say that while the like treat trails are incredible at Oogie Boogie Bash, I am in the minority here who thinks that Mickey's Not So Scary is a better event than Oogie Boogie Bash, which that will probably tick off a lot of people. I do think that the actors and the characters that it, like the characters that are at Oogie Boogie Bash are incredible. I think that, and I know we're getting into entertainment, but with regards to overall entertainment, I think Mickey's Not So Scary has a one up on it. I think we have a lot more options, and I like our parade better. So,
yeah. Well, I think part of that is just we have more space too. That's very helpful.
For sure. Like, yeah, but it's interesting because DCA, and I guess it's the way DCA is kind of set up as well. I know that park well because I've walked through it before the park opened. the DCA is set up really well for treat trails, like long treat trails, whereas Magic Kingdom, that'd be a little bit more difficult. Like our like candy stops at Magic Kingdom are very short.
There's a lot of like open area in Magic Kingdom where it's just kind of like wide paths, everything like that, where California Adventure just kind of snakes around. But
so
yeah, I think entertainment wise, yeah, like I was saying, Ernesto de la Cruz, that is what I would have on my list of bring him over, because
I actually have awesome. Him written down on my notes as well, and I guess we can just jump right into this. So Boo-to-You, I have him on a float in Boo-to-You parade. So this year like with Boo-to-You, they added a lot more villains, and I really appreciate it. Cruella's in the parade.
Really cool.
It's really cool with Jasper and Horace. She's in like, I don't know what type of car it is. I'm not a car guy.
The Cruella DeVille car, basically.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's a Cadillac. Maybe, I don't know.
She's in the car with Jasper and Horace, and it's just really cool. And then they obviously added Ursula, which we here at the Happiest Podcast are big fans of. And so, yeah, so there's a lot of, they increase the villain, and I think that that's cool, and I would actually add more to that. So I think Ernesto de la Cruz on a float, just like stringing his guitar, would be so ominous and spooky, and I think it would increase, you know, the value of that parade for sure.
I think that'd be a good, like, one of the spots I would put it. You know, I don't know if they have an official name, not gonna lie to you, but the little band that they have, the Bones Band.
Yeah.
After like Haunted Mansion and all that, that'd be cool to like have them and then segue into Ernesto with like a much lower and darker, and then the villains come out.
I love it. Yeah.
Like that'd be really cool. So cool.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I wrote, so if we're getting into like the are we getting into the parade kind
of energy?
We're doing it. Boo-to-You, the national treasure.
I wrote Chernabog because I don't recall him being in it.
He is.
Yeah.
Is it like an actual full moving float piece? Because
no, he's just a blow up on the top of the.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
We're talking Maleficent dragon style, like.
Yeah, like I want, like, so I remember, and of course I was a kid, so it looked much bigger. There was like the nighttime parade, and they had the ginormous Chernabog that's wings would like, you know, move, and he was terrifying. It's like, I want something like that. I want something that's gonna make kids a little bit scared. You know what I mean? Like, he's so cool, and like I do think he'd be a great intro to villains. You know what I mean? Like, he's literally the devil, so that would be pretty fun. And with that in mind, since he's vintage, I also said I want to see like a vintage float. I want like Ichabod and Katrina and Ron Bones like on a float, like behind with like some of that vintage like cartoon Disney type, like Donald's Huey, Dewey, and Louie, like in their little like ghost costumes for Halloween, or something.
Yeah.
Like, some sort of vintage, like, you know, kind of fun.
Yeah. A little bit of the Horned King or whatever that dude's name is.
Oh yeah. Let's just get real dark. Yeah.
That's vintage, right?
Fantasia. I mean, that is vintage. Yeah. But no, like, I think that would be really cute to have like a little 50s kind of throw in there as well. Yeah. And then John specifically requested I had to say the Kingdom Hearts bad guys, like those little.
Ooh, yeah. The Heartless. Figures.
Yeah. Heartless, which probably would go with like Maleficent. He wanted those in the parade.
That would be incredible. And if, oh my gosh, if Sora ended up somewhere at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, childhood Nick would lose his ever loving mind.
John would lose his mind now. Are you kidding? He'd wait 3 hours to meet Sora. That's
have Mickey and Donald and Goofy meet in their Kingdom Hearts costumes at Oogie Boogie Bash. So, I mean, like,
what?
It's already there. Might as well.
Like, they're teasing everybody. Like, just make it happen at this point. That's ridiculous.
We need it. We need it.
On a lighter note, I had one for the parade that I kind of thought of. Think Yzma and Kronk on a float. Yzma mixing potions on one side, Kronk making his spinach puffs on the other side, completely oblivious to what the other is doing. And then it's just, I feel like they could have some good crowd interactions, you know, like Yzma just, you know, doing mixology over there, Kronk, you know, showing off his spinach puffs to everybody watching the parade.
And I need like a little smoke machine when he opens up the, like, it's burning. Yeah,
an oven where he opens it up.
Spinach.
Does the wave to like wave the smoke away, puts it back, and that kind of deal.
I love that. I think that would be so cute. People would freak. Oh,
I
that
wish
would
there was a way.
More villains, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember it was crazy. So when I was in Disneyland, we did the after hours, like their 50s throwback night. And like Maleficent was straight up just walking in the park, which I'd never seen before. The only time I'd ever seen Maleficent was like Dream Along with Mickey, how many years ago? And she used to be the villain in that show. So like to see her literally right behind me standing in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle, people were losing their minds. Like, it's really not that hard. Like, people would be so happy if she was just walking down Main Street, you know what I mean? Like, it would be so cool.
I wonder why Disney World doesn't do as much.
They would get stampeded for sure.
But but at that point, you just need more. I mean, like, could you imagine if there was a Jack Skellington and Sally like meet and greet in every land, like of that caliber? I don't know. They're probably niche characters, so that's why everybody's drawn
to them. I'm saying, like, you can't have it because there's only one of them. They can't split themselves into
five of them. You can meet them in every land.
There's only one Mickey.
There's only one. They can't clone them.
Oh, good luck being in Adventureland and Tomorrowland at the same time. I guess they could FaceTime their friend in the park and be like, "What? That would be bad. That would not."
But you know, advertise it. I guess that's a good point. You can't like advertise it. You can't be like,
no, people would expose that very quickly. But on that note, with like attraction overlays versus entertainment, obviously like a new parade is very expensive, but I feel like almost the most cost affordable addition that they could make to these parties is having like an additional character or anything like that. Because if you think about it, someone is working it. It's one person. You're not completely overhauling and refurbing or adjusting a ride system or anything like that. I mean, maybe Space Mountain turning off the lights is the cheapest option because that's literally just
saving
a light
switch.
Saving money on electricity. But like, versus doing a retheme like Nightmare Before Christmas style, there are much cheaper options to add a lot more value to, I feel like. But yeah,
I remember there used to be a show with like Megara and Hades and Pain and Panic, and this might have been California, but like that would be a cool little thing, like just add characters people don't see very often into the park. Like, they would just, I don't know, and just have them walk or have like really cool meet and greet spots in each land. I think that would be
like, in general, if you don't see these people anywhere except for Mickey's Not So Scary.
And you know people would go nuts for it. But if they had more of them, then you wouldn't get those 3-hour lines for one set of characters. Like, people would be able to break it up a little bit. You know what I mean? That would probably help with crowd control just like a tad. But what do we know?
What do we know?
We don't know the logistics of what they're dealing with.
But Boo to You is like my favorite parade, definitely. The soundtrack is amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. Fireworks. What is the current, explain the current fireworks offering? Is it perimeter fireworks right now?
Yes, the fireworks are at 10:15. They're roughly 15-17 minutes. And to be frankly honest with you, there's not really a storyline. The story's a little all over the place. There is one really cool part where there's like a 12 or 15 foot Jack Skellington that comes out, and he like kind of introduces like, welcome, blah, 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 like, oh, Hallow's Eve. And then there's a part where Mickey and Minnie and the gang, they get lost in like this haunted house, and then there's ghosts chasing them. And then it just kind of ends. And then it's just like Once Upon a Dream is playing at one point. Like it's kind of all over the place, not gonna lie to you, but they are perimeter fireworks. So it's like you'll get the fireworks directly behind the castle, as well as there's a spot to the right and a spot to the left that they also shoot off fireworks. So like that's pretty cool. But to be fairly honest with you,
yeah,
very all over the place. The visuals on the castle are like very mediocre. Some of them are really intricate. Some of them are just like throwing a ghost up on the castle and hoping for the best.
So you having said that, I would say, okay, let's just dump all that. That doesn't sound too great. I might be biased because when I did my program in fall 2015, it was Hallowishes, and I worked at Winnie the Pooh, and I closed every night of my life on my DCP. So every night from when does it start? August through the end of October, I listened to this show, and it never got old. And the times that I did get to go to the party and watch it from like a good perspective, I would watch it from behind the castle by Seven Doors Mine Train. And I thought that was a great perspective. But the soundtrack for Hallowishes, I think, is like my all time favorite and should be a staple in every Halloween party moving on. Cause like my favorite fireworks sequence, or I guess like combo, if you would say, is when it does the "This is Halloween, this is Halloween," and it's like massive fireworks for those, and I feel like they're bigger than anything else that they do like on normal shows. Plus the perimeter fireworks options is just crazy. The guitar solo in Hallowish is amazing. It's my all-time favorite fireworks show, period. Bring it back.
Someone's taking notes, don't worry about it, they're gonna bring it back just for you. Just wait.
What I'm talking about.
I only saw the show because like we'd said, I'd only went last year. It was my first time, and we didn't realize we were so distracted by all the things going on. We were total noobs and did not get a good spot for fireworks. So we were stuck on like the bridge between Frontierland and like the center. So we're trying to like see through the trees to see like what was going on. And yeah, it was kind of lackluster. And it was just chaotic. And there were too many people trying to shove in to see this show that honestly, like, wasn't their top tier at all. Hocus Pocus is, like, right after that, too. So I think that's why.
I think there's, like, some, like, cool, iconic moments to it. Like, I do think that the Jack Skellington puppet is really cool looking if you can see it. The problem is that if you're not directly in front of the castle, you're missing it. You do get This is Halloween. So you get that like firework montage, which is pretty cool. But one thing that I think that the show is missing, and I think you would have to really like totally redo it, but you only get a couple of moments where villains are on the castle, and they're very brief. It's supposed to be where the villains are sort of like attacking Mickey and the gang when they're in the haunted house. I think that a like villain spectacular fireworks show would actually be really cool if like the villains were the entire theme for the fireworks show.
Was that the old Hallowishes storyline? I can't remember the actual storyline, but I thought it was like their takeover.
I'm not mistaken,
and each song was a villain song or something like that.
I'm surprised they don't do more with that because they do have so many iconic villains to work with.
And the songs.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I know they wouldn't, but if they had Frollo just full on blasting his evil song with like fireworks going off, I'd be like rocking right out. Like that would be terrifying. I'd love it.
That's the moment where everybody kind of looks around. It's like, oh, I like villains a little too much. I think like we're not supposed to like this guy. Then you look over and you see Mel, and she's just like, yes, I love like, you, yeah,
Frollo. Living her best life.
We'll be on the rail, headbanging to Frollo. Like, please.
No, AJ and I, we had a whole discussion on Ladies Night how many years ago.
Oh my god.
If you have a thing for Frollo, people to go get therapy.
Correct. Like, really, that is a problem. That man is the creepiest. disgust, most disgusting, vile Disney villain that there is.
I think Frollo, like, is the actual worst one ever, isn't he?
No,
like,
he's really bad. Yeah. We can put a poll out for everybody. He's really bad. And my friend right now, she's in Hunchback with a theater near us. And she was looking for cast gifts. And there's literal fan art of Frollo with, like, six packs and stuff. But, like, it's
serious. He's 95 years old, friends.
It's
95?
It's more or less.
Oh, I thought that was a fact. I was like,
but you know, my friend's just like innocently searching because she's Esmeralda. So she's trying to like get everyone some nice gifts, like just trying to be friendly. And she's like, oh, I never needed to see any of this. Like, all right.
I really hope she framed one of those for her cast member.
You got to put that backstage in the dressing room.
Not going to lie. I almost bought her, like, they had like a phone case with like a six pack Frollo on it, and I almost got it for her just as a joke.
I'm gonna have to see what we're looking at now.
Yeah, if people are listening,
stop me.
Keep going, Hunter. Six pack Frollo.
I literally look up,
Daddy Frollo.
There's literally, like, you think I'm kidding? There's a lot of artwork. It's kind of terrifying.
That's gross.
Okay, I'm not seeing any currently.
I'm gonna find. I'll find.
You need to look up like Frollo, like Daddy Frollo fan art.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna avoid doing that.
I'm already doing it. I'm sharing it with
you. I think my Google account.
You better be on incognito mode.
Yeah, I think my Google account is linked to work, like on my work laptop. So if I like end up Googling something and they're like, hey, look up this deal for work, and it's six pack Frollo in my recent search, I'm like, oh gosh.
They'll be like, are you okay?
Please.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I'm crying. That's so funny.
It really is so disturbingly funny. But yeah, no, if he were the main song in a villain show, I would be so hype.
I hope that I love that for you, but I hope that it never happens.
Well, okay, either that or I want him on like his horse, his terrifying horse down Main Street.
That would be cool, creepy. Like after the Headless Horseman.
Right? I want to say that he is in the parade at Oogie Boogie Bash. Like he's one of the walking characters in that parade. He is. I think. Yeah.
Totally is.
But you mentioned Hocus Pocus. You mentioned the show. Actually, Mel, we talked about this before the episode. You're a big fan of, I'm blanking on the like technical name, but the good news is that I have my handy dandy Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween guide right in front of me. So I can confirm that it's the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular. Spell-tacular. I'm so sorry.
I love that.
I will say that this is a quick note on this show that I appreciated this year. We got merchandise specific to this show. And that's not something that they've done. Of course, I'm going to bring up merch. But yeah, we've not gotten like components of a party as specific merchandise before. And obviously people go crazy for Hocus Pocus. So I think it's cool. I think it's cool that they added it. It's not dated merchandise, which is a big win in my mind. And so people who love that show so much, apparently there's a huge market for it because they would not have made merch specific to the show if people didn't love it that much. So.
Oh yeah. Like I totally got the Hocus Pocus jersey with the three sisters and the cat and the whole nine. Like it's,
I've
totally bought into it. Here's the crazy part is like Hocus Pocus terrified me as a kid. Like I thought they were going to come in my room and eat me. And now I just love it. It's so campy. It's so funny. And the show, honestly, like they do a great job. That is live performance. Like they are live singing with all that smoke, all of the humidity. Like as a singer, that is very challenging. And to also have to be mimicking a very specific tone.
Yeah, like, an iconic tone for sure as well.
A very iconic tone. It's much easier for Sarah because her song is a little looser and Sarah Jessica Parker isn't quite as known for her singing. But like Midler, you got to have a set of pipes. So I was thoroughly impressed. I love the show. I thought it was just fabulous. I just love them. They could be in everything. Honestly, put them in the parades, have a meet and greet with them. I'm game.
I will say that, so I was going to debate and like change the show, but the more that I thought about it, I don't think I would actually change the structure of the show because I do think that the idea of the Sanderson sisters, you know, rallying, creating this like spell and they're having to collect different items and they're able to collect those items from different villains. Mm-hmm. I just think maybe I would add a couple of villains or change up a couple of villains. Again, I really love Ernesto de la Cruz, and so I think it'd be cool to have him in the show. I think that it would add, like, I don't know, like, and obviously it's a show that involves a lot of music, so he would be perfect for that. Plus it gives me some Latin representation, which I'm here for.
They need to switch out, because they've had the same three main villains in the front. It's Oogie Boogie, Dr. Yeah. Facilier, and then the third one is they talk to Maleficent, right? Isn't that the
right.
Okay. Yeah. So they could switch out, like, Oogie. I don't know. People really like Oogie Boogie. So maybe Dr. Facilier can, like, take a bit of a backseat, and they could switch that out for a year with Ernesto. Like, that would be really cool.
Yeah. Or even adding.
Adding.
We don't have to, like, switch. Yeah.
Special song.
I don't give this, like, show the love that it deserves. Typically I go to this show during the last showtime, which is technically after the party has already ended. And I feel like I should do that next time I go. I like should actually get a good spot for the show, because I always do appreciate it. So
yeah, they do a good job. I'm very
I don't want to be the downer of the group.
He's totally gonna be the downer.
But I feel like castle shows are like the B tier shows of Disney World.
I don't agree with that.
Maybe that's just me. Like that whole, like, back in 2015 when they were doing the Elsa show, like every
they still do
hours.
The Elsa show.
Oh, geez.
It's amazing. They changed the song. They changed the song that they did, because it used to be about links in a chain, and now it's like a whole different thing. But that's still the same show.
It doesn't shock me coming from you, but you're wrong.
So. I'll take being wrong, because I can't be right about everything, but I'm true to myself.
That is for dang sure.
And I've never personally, I've maybe watched one castle show in its entirety. I'll either watch them in passing as I'm walking by and be like, oh, good, people are walking towards that. I'm get to go ride Space Mountain with no line. And then
which,
I just
like
go
some
do
people do, like they genuinely prefer to go get the short lines, which, like, if that's your prerogative, go for it. But, like,
my experience with Not So Scary in the past has been short lines. Like, we're going to the park, there's short lines, we can ride everything in a couple hours. But yeah, and the fireworks show, those were like always my two draws. I always did Boo to You, fireworks, and short attraction lines. Never character meet and greets, never castle shows, which that's the opposite of some other people.
Yeah,
I understand that, 1,000%. But that's my side.
Back to yin and yang. I absolutely like, for me, and this has a lot to do with the fact that I live here, so the attractions are not as I love the attractions, but during a special ticketed event, they're not as appealing to me, because I'm like, I can ride this whenever, unless it's obviously one that has an overlay. But obviously that has a lot to do with the fact that I live close. I love the special entertainment. I love the variety. I love the character meet and greets that you don't typically get to see. Like the fact that you can see the Seven Dwarfs this year all together. It's a cool moment. It's a fun selfie.
So cute.
Yeah, there's definitely different sides of it. And if you're there all the time, then I totally get, like, why would I ride attractions that I can ride other times? If you're visiting the park for one time in like 5 years and there's a Halloween party going on, maybe consider doing like a resort day, buy a Halloween party ticket and go and make that like a Magic Kingdom attraction day,
or
if attractions are important to you.
Or buy a Magic Kingdom park ticket and park hop, make it a park hopper, start your day at Magic Kingdom,
because typically first half of the day is always dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, more dead for Magic Kingdom.
No, it's pretty tame. Like, there are a lot of moments where you could walk around the hub and be like, what is going on right now? Like, where is everybody? Yeah. And the closer you get to park close, the more it empties out. So,
like, 3 o'clock, there's like nobody.
After 3. And then you can park hop. You can go in the night, you know, at Hollywood Studios and watch Fantasmic if you're looking for some sort of show to end the night. So,
what is a park hopper versus a Halloween party ticket? Are they pretty much identical in cost, like $130-$150 ish?
Oh, park hopper, you know, is with a ticket is very expensive.
Really?
It is.
Like I said, it's been a minute since I've purchased a park
ticket. But right now though, like in the month of October for the Halloween party, you're looking around $200 for ticket for the Halloween party. So it could be comparable.
If not
for
$260,
sure.
it can get even higher depending on the weekend you're going and stuff like that.
Yeah. Gets wild.
The other thing about going to the Halloween party, and we didn't know this when we went, is like if you want to get a reservation for like Be Our Guest or something, or I don't know if Cinderella's Castle's open for after hours? Like, are they open, Cinderella's Castle?
They or are. Any? Okay. Yeah, so they have a couple of dining locations that stay open throughout the Halloween party. Yeah,
and they're walk-in. You just walk in. Like, our guests, they literally were, like, just taking people. They're like, oh, do you want to eat? And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's like a five-minute wait. And we're like, okay.
As long as I'm in and out in 15 minutes, I'm down.
Which is obviously not going to be the case at Be Our Guest. But I think, I think, like, a lot of people have the opinion that, like, why would you go and do, like, a dining experience during a Halloween party? But here's the thing. If your family is dressed up like Beauty and the Beast, iconic moment to go sit down at Be Our Guest and, like, live the Beauty and the Beast experience.
Yeah. And with that Beauty and the Beast experience, I had this idea pop into my head. Take Be Our Guest at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Closes, clears, maybe last reservation at 2 p.m. or something like that. They do lunch and they don't serve dinner that day.
Right.
Take that, clear those tables out, and have a ballroom soiree.
That'd be cool.
All different Beauty and the Beast characters, Beast is in there, Belle is in there, and it might have to be like a queue to get in, obviously,
because they
have capacity, but people would go in and people would come out, and it'd be like a guided or maybe structured kind of walkthrough meet and greet where you have Belle and Beast dancing in the main room, you have Lumiere and Cogsworth in the other room, you have, I don't know, Gaston in the Rose Room
They've been doing something lately where the princesses will go out behind where, like, the carousel is, and they'll have like four or five princesses just out for like, they'll just have them out for like 30, 40 minutes before and after fireworks to just like hang out, watch fireworks with the guests. Like, that's probably the only place that doesn't get ran over by people, because again, everyone's at the front of the park to watch the actual fireworks. But something like that would be so cool if you got all the princesses involved, or like all of the villainesses involved. That'd be so cool.
I would love like a villains takeover section, but that's like a whole other conversation in itself of like, you know.
Well, we talked about Be Our Guest, so maybe we can transition now into food for the party. Snacks are a big deal at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. They theme everything. There's a lot of food at this year's party. So I got to go to the party twice this year. The second time that I went with my friend Tim, and we specifically only went to eat everything. And so it was a lot. There is food everywhere. There's a lot of solid food options this year at the party. So honestly, I'm a big fan. In years past, they've done a lot of sweet treats, which are nice. They're fun. They theme them well. But this year, they really upped the game in terms of savory items. Also, if you guys want to know like more details on this year's party, AJ and I and Lindsay actually did record a recap episode that you can go back a few episodes and listen to, that where we really like dive into detail on what we liked, what we didn't like. A lot of food, a lot of good food options. We talked about this before the episode. We came up with some ideas of some snacks that we would add to the party. I can go ahead and start since I am the one already speaking. I would add, Scar is my favorite Disney villain, which maybe that's a hot take, but big fan. I don't know why. I just like his vibe.
A lot of people like Scar.
His attitude. Sometimes I channel like inner Scar, which is coming strange from nice Nick over here, but I have my moments. Scar is giving peanut butter and chocolate in my mind. I don't know if it's the color or what, but I think like some sort of, one of my favorite combos is peanut butter and chocolate. I love like a peanut butter chocolate brownie. Delicious. It is so good, especially if you get like a warm brownie and then you put peanut butter on top of it and it like melts into the brownie with glass of milk. Wow, that's something special.
We're gonna call it a Scar bar.
Sure, that sounds great. Go that far. But I feel like also as far as like its location, I feel like it only makes sense to have something Scar in Adventureland. Obviously, there's not really like a Lion King area at Magic Kingdom, but I think it fits. So I'd probably put it over at
At Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, there you go. I can't say this really well. I don't know why the words
Sunshine
don't like
Tree Tavern.
Terrace.
Dang it, Terrace.
Oh no, you did it to me. Sunshine Terrace.
Sunshine Tree Terrace. There you go.
There's a tree.
Okay. Yeah, there's a tree in there. So yeah, I think a scar brownie would be delicious, and it would give me something that I'd appreciate in peanut butter and chocolate. The other two things that I have actually already existed at the party before, but they got rid of them, and I want them to bring them back. The Hades nachos, I think they were last year or 2 years ago. They existed at Pecos Bill in Frontierland. They had like the delicious fake cheese that goes onto them, but they had like a lot of spice, a lot of heat. I like spicy food. They were delicious. I was a big fan of the Hades nachos. And then in 2020, we didn't get any sort of party. Like, we didn't have, obviously things were a lot different then, and the parks were just trying to function. So what was cool was that they added a lot of like spooky vibes to Magic Kingdom during 2020. They would do cavalcades where they'd have like villains do like mini parades at random times throughout the day, but they added a lot of like fall themed treats throughout the park as well. And one of my favorite treats that I've ever had at Magic Kingdom and probably any Disney park, they added at Sleepy Hollow, and they were pumpkin waffles, and it was a sundae. They were pumpkin Mickey waffles. They were so good. I'm a sucker for pumpkin. I'm like a PSL girly for sure. And so I love it. I love pumpkin spice everything. And these pumpkin waffles were next level. And the ice cream that like came with them, it was delicious. The ice cream was like melting into the waffle. Something about like things melting into my dessert just really does it for me. But I don't know. It was good. And I wish they would bring that back and have Mickey pumpkin waffles. Can you imagine Mickey pumpkin waffles at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party? What a moment. Iconic.
With an orange waffle with a purple ice cream.
Ooh. Sure. Yeah. Sounds great.
Loving the colors.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Anyways, that's my take on food.
I only have one request for food, and I was mistaken thinking this was the norm. And I think Nick told me previously that it is not the norm, and I didn't know what I was talking about. I think it was an after hours event, but let's just make Mickey bars and sodas free.
That is a difference between what is labeled as a party. Here's a little Disney like fact, and AJ, you can fact check me on this if I'm wrong, but if it's a party, then it's different than an after hours event. If it's an after hours event, then it is likely that there will be complimentary ice cream bars and popcorn and sodas and like bottles of water.
Took me completely off guard. I hadn't. It's probably because after hours have a lower capacity than a party.
They may also
money.
Be slightly more expensive than the parties, which that's really? Not really.
But you're also not getting. So
you're not getting any of the entertainment offerings.
Correct. You're getting zero entertainment offerings. So Disney is saving a lot of money and labor and whatnot on that.
Yeah.
Probably
I shouldn't say they're always more pricey, because if you go to the after hours event that has existed the last two summers at Typhoon Lagoon, it is not that expensive. It's the H2O Glow after hours event, and it comes with unlimited or complimentary Mickey bars. Yeah. I remember at the end of the night, we walked up to get some Mickey bars, and they literally looked at us and they said, "Do you want the whole box?" And we were like, "We're staying on property. Like, we have nowhere to put that." But like,
you don't have a freezer.
Yeah, how iconic to be able to just like walk out of that park with a box of Mickey bars.
Can we chalk it down in our content planning to do a Mickey bar eating contest at the Typhoon Lagoon after hours event?
So they used to have, this is obviously not up to par with Mickey bars, but my CP, I think it was the Christmas party, because one of my friends who I used to be a lifeguard with, and we stopped being lifeguards on Halloween, so it must have been the Christmas party, was working one of the treat shifts, and the Christmas party was sponsored by Go-Go Squeeze, like the applesauce. And so they were just handing out free applesauce, and my friend literally was like, "We are spoiling most of this at the end of the night. It's like the last Christmas party. Do you want it?" And I swear, my family, we had like four of those giant Disney bags just full of applesauce, and I don't think I ate anything but applesauce for like 4 or 5 months. Like,
as a parent, that is a dream. I pack those things in my children's lunch boxes every night when I'm packing their lunches. So to be able to have like a stockpile of those, it's a game changer for
me. I wish I had it now. We use them on runs. Like,
something about Disney in a little applesauce pouch in mile 10 as you're going up the dumb ramp to Epcot. Anyways,
the dumb ramp. Right.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, anybody else with snacks?
John specifically, because I talked to him, like I said, about all of this, he said he wants an Oogie Boogie Rice Krispie treat. He doesn't really care where in the park.
I like it.
I've never been a Rice Krispie treat guy.
I love Rice Krispie.
Do you love Rice Krispie treats?
It's tasty and it's fun, and Hunter hates it. So.
I like things that are better.
Also, so we looked this up and maybe I just didn't see it, but do they not have a poison apple offering anywhere? Like,
I think at Springs they always have one. You mean like a caramel apple? Decorated.
I want, yeah. So I don't just want like the apple. I want like a little cauldron and it's like a dipping sauce. Ooh. And you get like an apple with a pre-done like caramel thing. And
I like that.
On top. You know what I mean?
I remember the Mickey one where it had like white eyes and like drippy chocolate on it. And they tried to make it like a spooky Mickey one. And it was like lime green and red and stuff. But yeah, I like a specific cauldron.
They had a poison apple, like a cupcake a couple of years ago, and I enjoyed this cupcake, but everyone hated it. Like, they were not fans, and I got DMs like, why on earth would you recommend this to me? And I felt so bad, but I liked it. I was a fan.
I have an idea, and this is an outside-of-the-box idea. Never been done at Disney. Maybe it could happen, but take Storybook Treats across from Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
Put the Wicked Witch in there running that shop and have her personally handing out the poison apples as they are purchased.
Creepy.
Like, they can have regular cast members at the cash register, but she is like, AJ, if you work food and beverage and you know this position, like, I don't know if it's the runner or the one that presents, like, here's your order. But she would be working that position all night, just handing out only poison apples. They'd have different offerings, but if you get a poison apple, she's coming out.
She's the one doing it.
Yes. And then she hands it to you. Yeah, she doesn't even put it down. She like hands it to you and she like holds it for a little too long and just like, gives eye contact to you. And she's like, you enjoy this. And then she just hands it off and it's just creepy. And then a little kid runs away crying. And then it's Mickey's Not So Scary. Hooray.
I love that. I love that so much. We need to make it happen. Disney, are you taking notes? This is gold. Gold mine.
We'll see if that ever happens. But
that would be, honestly, I'd just be happy to get the apple in a cauldron. But if she was ever the one handing them out, piece of resistance, really.
I think you've got a lot of potential there for sure.
Right?
Thank I think the cauldron you. Would be
cute. I'd pay extra for the cauldron. Like, come on.
Would you pay it $18 for a cauldron poison apple?
I don't go to Disney a lot, so probably.
I already budget out
the amount of ridiculous things. Look, I'll spend like $20 on a pin. So like, what would stop me from getting like a little cauldron that I can, you know, eat an apple out of? I mean, come on. That's awesome.
Speaking of, you just said cauldron and it reminded me of, do they have a popcorn bucket that's specifically themed to only be available during Not So Scary?
They do.
Okay.
It's, right now it's the Nightmare Before Christmas popcorn bucket. It is like the mayor of Halloween Town's car, and it's actually pretty cool. I picked one up for our friend Nick, and I still have it and haven't given it to him. It's been a couple months, but it's a solid popcorn bucket. It lights up, it has wheels, it rolls around. It's not necessarily a popcorn bucket that you can put like popcorn into the bucket. It just holds the, like
the popcorn.
It's not
like
a popcorn bucket that you can use as a popcorn bucket.
It is.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Which actually I kind of appreciate because they're so much easier to clean. So
yeah, but this has been an issue before where they make these buckets that are so difficult to fill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if we would get like, I remember when I worked in DAC, like some of these buckets, like there was Sully at the time, Monsters Inc. had like buckets and people were freaking out about them, but filling it was almost impossible because there's so much dead space in it.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult to get into and you can't have anything touching anything for contamination. So that was very difficult.
Yeah.
So I do prefer when they just give you a bag.
Yeah,
for cool. sure. AJ, any snacks as we close this out?
I want more fun drinks. I'm just gonna end it with this.
Define fun drinks.
I would have had I need more juicy type stuff, not just milkshakes. Yes, the milkshakes are amazing. The slushies are fun. I need more like actual liquid.
A little cauldron punch or something.
Nick, what was the name? Do you remember? the, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name. The drink that was at Cosmic Rays was so good.
Was it green?
It was green. It was like the river elixir or something like that. It was kiwi.
No, I don't say that I didn't like it. I said that because I know exactly what you're talking about, but I cannot remember the name of it. Keep talking and I will be honest.
I'm just saying
it was just like a juice. Was it like soda? Like bubbly?
No, it was just like it was just like a kiwi juice, like a juice something box? Or other deliciousness with like glitter in it. It was gorgeous. It was delicious.
Glitter?
And I'm just saying, can I get to the point?
Yes.
I'm just saying, y'all are the reason I need this drink to be an actual drink because y'all are making my head hurt. When we were having dinner at Cosmic Rays, it's in the middle of their like Disney Junior dance-off thing. I'm just saying, if that kiwi elixir had some really good coconut rum in it, I could have been breaking down the dance floor at the Disney Junior dance party.
I think that's what they're trying to avoid.
I just think they're afraid of fun.
Kids dance party and coconut rum.
The Disney Junior, the Disney Junior dance
Let
party,
me at
and Hades has entered the chat. Like no,
correct. Double fisting the kiwi elixir.
No, no, like, no, no. There's a reason why that does not have rum in it.
They're afraid of fun. That
it is
my
called.
Only...
It's called the River Styx Elixir. It's a kiwi lemonade with luster dust. Whatever luster dust.
It was
is.
Basically sparkly and delicious.
Yeah, that's good though. They did that in the lemonades for the 50th anniversary, and it actually looks really cool when you like really stir pretty. It. It's fun. I like it. I do agree that like some of those like they do a lot of milkshakes, which I appreciate. But if they did more of those like tangy, juicy options, it'd be good.
Correct, and I also think. One thing I love about the Christmas parties is the cookie trails. Each trail has a different type of, well, not last year. Last year, I'm hoping it was just a supply chain issue because they only had one type of cookie. But typically, they have like 5 or 6 different types of cookies. They have some cider in this area, some hot chocolate in this area. I think it'd be fun instead of candy one year to do like, even if you still want it sponsored by M&M's, a Snickers cookie, a M&M's cookie, like something a little different than the candy trails, or at least have like less candy trails and maybe throw in something else like, here's your apple cider walkthrough. You know what I mean? I like that a lot better than the candy trails because once you go through one, you go through them all. There's no variety. But that's my only quip, my only qualm. But
well,
other than that, I'm trying
I
to
think that like wraps up the party.
I'm still shocked that you consumed glitter. That shook me.
I made a glitter, baby. Let's go.
It's not like glitter like you think it is. It's not like.
It's
like what
straight
you
pixie dust.
Put in art projects. Yeah. It's just
it's safe to consume.
Well, yes, of course. They're not going to have lawsuits on
their
hands.
They're not trying to poison
I'm
the
just
children.
Saying.
I know that the listeners can't see it.
Glitter
but like
and
a,
sand.
Kind of looks like, did anybody have those like plastic?
Those squishy beanbaggy things.
Yeah. You're not supposed
right?
to eat?
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah. But of course, they gave us something from our childhood that we can now consume. So.
I'm sure
you know
that
makes so much sense why people love it. It's literally just hitting like a core
full,
memory,
full circle moment.
Yeah. That little like tube of slime that just like
that
like
weird.
Shakes you. You just squishes. Yeah, those things are strange. What happened to them? They're just gone.
You
now.
Know, they all popped. Unfortunately, so if you have one and it's intact, you can sell it on eBay for a pretty penny. But we'll
or Nick Foster will find it.
He will
I probably
it.
Have it somewhere in a box. I have all kinds of things. So.
But yeah. No, so that's our perfect, not so scary. Just do all those things.
Yeah, if you're listening, Imagineering, we're ready. We're here for a team meeting. We absolutely will come to Orlando and just, you know, share all of our ideas. We're here to help.
Totally.
We do our best. We do our best. Well, any last thoughts? Anything that you've been holding on to about Mickey's Not So Scary?
Any more Hades goodbyes? Representation?
More Hades. I'm surprised. Not any Hades talk from you.
I had,
you know, I was trying to hold it in.
The
I didn't
Hades
want to take
cone,
up the whole hour.
The Hades cone this year, though, that thing slaps.
You guys. So, okay, last bit. They have this Hades cone and it's mango habanero ice cream. And I love mango habanero margaritas. So I was like, yes, right up my alley. Forgetting that I'm a little baby wuss who cries at mild salsa. Literally. was dripping snot, dripping sweat, dripping tears from my eyes. And I kept eating the ice cream thinking that, oh, it's cool, it's gonna help. But the ice cream was the problem. It was so weird to like, have something so cold be so spicy.
It is so spicy, but I love it so much.
So weird.
It burns your mouth in like the perfect way.
I got like halfway through it and had to throw it away because I was literally like wiping my nose with my hands. Like, I can't keep it in.
You did it for the gram. I'm proud of you. Good job.
Correct. It looked really cute. I looked really cute with it, but no, could not handle the heat.
Disclaimer, could hurt.
Less correct. Spicy treats is on our list now. So
yes,
right on. Well, good deal, everybody. A lot of good ideas. Imagineering, Nick, like you said, will be calling us soon. I think our phones will ring any second, so just be on the lookout for that. If you are listening and you know you were thinking of some things that you'd want to let us know about, shoot us a DM on Instagram. What else can we do?
Some TikToks have been posted too with the spooky vibes, so make sure you check that out as well.
Oh,
yeah, Lindsay's nice. Killing it, so make sure to go look at those videos. But yeah, I look at Instagram pretty regularly. We all do. So if you have thoughts,
let us know,
or comments, or DM us for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of this one. Not goodbye, see you real soon, as we say. Everyone, thank you for listening. All of y'all, thank you for giving your not so scary expertise. And we'll see you next time. It's getting spooky this month. Expect Halloween for the rest of the month, right? Yes.
A lot of spooky ookie. Yeah, we got a couple of really cool ideas. Thanks to the listeners, partially. So
yes.
We're excited.
We want to talk about what y'all want to hear. So let us know. A lot of spooky coming. Stay tuned. Happy Halloween, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's really not so scary.
Bye-bye.